Dr. Trevor Stammers in is a program director in bioethics at St Mary's University here in London. Good evening to you, Doctor. And I'm just wondering what you heard there. Did that put your mind at rest?
Not really. I think that Professor Lovell Badge and myself are totally agreed that this is a major breakthrough. I think where we differ is in our view about the ability to contain science once you start going down a particular road. And I'm certainly not so sanguine as Robin about the ability to stop this. If it works, then I can guarantee that even in Britain, let alone, as he alluded to, in other countries, there will be moves to let the embryos grow beyond 14 days. It will be unstoppable because scientists' curiosity to pioneer the unknown and be the first is insatiable. And I have
Does that not mean that, you know, this is the irresistible force already?
Well, I think that we've seen a sign of that already, in as much as yes, admittedly, Huntington's might be helped, but I wasn't sure from what Robin was saying whether that was going to be in embryos or in adults. But they've been, the HEFA and so on, have been marketing this as a possible treatment for miscarriage. And having spoken earlier today with Robin, I think he did agree with me that the vast majority of cases of miscarriage are not going to be helped by this technique at all. So why are they pushing it as a cure for miscarriage when we know that miscarriage has very little to do with single gene disorders? I just don't get the necessity of why this work should go forward when a lot of scientists worldwide simply cannot see why we in Britain are so keen in pursuing that route. And previously, with stem cell work, we were promised all sorts of cures, from everything from Parkinson's to Alzheimer's, from embryonic stem cells. And most of the cures that work for about 100 or so diseases now all come from animals.
No, I get that. But science in and of itself, as I understand it, is about exploring the unknown and, you know, using Donald Rumsfeld's language, the unknown unknowns.
Yes, well, but I think there are some things that a responsible society should not be prepared to do.
Because of the possible consequences?
Even the terms that were used of, you know, these embryos are discarded. These embryos were created by scientists to help infertile couples. And when they were wanted, they were obviously precious because that was the whole object of the exercise. And then you have a U-turn whereby you say, oh, if they're not wanted, then we can experiment on them and let them die. So I have concerns about that. But also, if it is successful...
So sorry for interrupting you, Doctor. Yep. They're discarded anyway, and the rights and wrongs of whether they're discarded, and you know better than I, that IVF, sometimes you have to go through many cycles in order to achieve the desired effect. It means that nothing was being done with them, regardless of what your feelings are about them. They weren't going to be used.
Yes, but that is no argument for destroying them or experimenting on them. I think that in itself is also quite a slippery slope. But even if you lay that aside and you do succeed and you get an embryo that, unlike the Chinese, well, the ones that have been tried in China, they all died. But if you do get it to go to 14 days, eventually it will be unstoppable, and we will see the scenario, if it works, where people are wanting to extend it to more and more things, as you yourself were pointing out. It's inevitable because it's human nature, isn't it?
It's a fascinating conversation, and one I hope that we can develop in the future. Dr. Trevor Stammers, Program Director in Bioethics at St Mary's University in London. That is a big story, honestly, and you will be reading and hearing an awful lot about that. Designer babies, when does it start? Is an embryo effectively the beginning of it? All sorts are going to be said about that one. Your thoughts will be welcome at any point. 020 722.